Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue favorable for the next 2 weeks, with a good alternating pattern of rain and sunshine, along with temperatures that are going to be seasonable to slightly warmer biased at times. Forecast is only going to be hindered by a couple of features that need to be pointed out here today. First, in the upper parts of the Midwest and in the northeastern parts of the plains, there's going to be a slow-moving frontal boundary that will produce locally heavy rainfall over a repetitive period of time from this weekend through the first half of next week, and some of the crop areas in this region are going to see too much rain, and flooding will be possible, as well as some concern about ongoing field work across the region. The eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Iowa will be included in some of the greatest rainfall area. We will expect the lower parts of the western Corn Belt to see a little bit more typical weather pattern for this time of the year, with less intensity of rain, but still a scattering of showers and thunderstorms. And in the heart of the Midwest, from Illinois into Ohio and portions of Michigan, we're probably going to see some favorable mixing of rain and sunshine over the next 10 days. There is some suggestion in the computer forecast model data today that heavier rains will fall in the lower Midwest as we get to the second half of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The reason for this is a tropical cyclone that the models continue to try to promote for landfall in the southeastern U.S. a week from now, or more likely in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That'd be June 7th and 8th. And if we were to see that tropical cyclone evolve, just as the models have it, there would indeed be a slowing in the advancement of a cool front through the lower Midwest, and we could see some heavier rainfall. However, I think that the tropical cyclone is too intense, and it's probably going to be a little further to the east than where it is on the charts here today. And if I'm correct, we'll probably see still some locally heavy rainfall in the lower Midwest, but it probably won't be as widespread as what some of the computer forecast models have suggested today. And even if we do get heavier rains in the lower Midwest, if we stop and look back after 2 weeks from now and look back at the weather that has occurred, we'll probably come to the conclusion that most of the Midwest has still seen highly favorable weather, with the only exception being in the upper parts of the region, where too much rain here this weekend and early next week is going to further delay planting progress in areas that are already well behind the usual curve. We will look for temperatures to be seasonable across most of the Midwest over this next full week. I don't see any area becoming excessively warm or cool. We'll be looking at temperatures mostly in the upper 70s and 80s on a regular basis. There may be a handful of locations in the western Corn Belt that could get over 90 degrees, but we won't see that very often, especially once the shower and thunderstorm pattern begins to kick in. If you have interest in hard red winter wheat country, note that the central plains will see periodic showers and thunderstorms over this next full week supporting reproduction, but the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma, will probably fall back into a hot, dry pattern, with temperatures getting in the 90s to over 100 degrees at times here later this weekend through the first half of next week. Overall, for the U.S., the weather forecast is still looking quite favorable. We'll watch closely what happens to that tropical cyclone as we move forward through the coming week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.